into another edition of the Magic Mechanic Show right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM, Orlando's News and Talk. That was my first time busting that one out, and I nailed it. Hey, same thing as always. If you want to call in and join us and get information on your car, you can call us right now. Those phone lines are open, 844. We have a new phone number, and I don't have it written. Yes, I do. 844-580-WDBO. I started out very strong. 844-580-WDBO. Just as simple as that. Go ahead, give us a call right now. Phone lines are open, and as it always happens on the show, two people have already called in. So it doesn't matter if it's the old number or if it's the new number, Larry. We still have people calling in before the show even starts. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. My name is Chris Crawford. Here's the man answering all your questions for the next couple hours, Larry Perry.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Hi, folks. This is a program about your car and the crazy problems that sometimes comes along with it. And I'm Larry Perry, a multiple master senior ASE automotive tech and shop owner with over 40 years of auto repair experience. Name of my shop is The Magic Mechanic, just like the program. We've met up here on DBO. Well, every Saturday with automotive owners, seasoned mechanics, and of course you do-it-yourselfers for now over 29 years. You got a car problem? All you need to do is give us a call with the year, make, model, and a description of your problem. Engine, transmission, brakes, steering, suspension questions, air conditioning, electrical problems, check engine lights. Like Chris has already pointed out, the new number is 844-580-WDBO or 580-9326. So it's really going to be pretty easy for you all to remember. We're going through some changes here. So everybody that's kind of within our listening audience, you all going to need to make some plans for future listening to the program, especially if you're listening on FM today. If you listen from home, I think your best bet would be to just make sure you've got your WDBO app and have an Alexa, you know, your smart speaker, wherever you want to listen to the program. I keep mine on my back patio by the swimming pool. So
that's a good spot.
At 3 o'clock, all you got to do is go hop it on your back patio and say, Alexa, I want to listen to the Magic Mechanic Show on AM 580 WDBO. And that should put you in contact, correct, Chris?
Yeah, we're working on getting it to the point where all you have to say is, hey, Alexa, play WDBO. Just as simple as that, and we'll be good to go. And, you know, of course, there's an Alexa in here that just started, too. But the cool thing is, Larry, that you have been on this station for 29 years, which means you started on that AM station and are now back on that AM station.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a shock. I didn't know about this until late last week, Chris. So I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still trying to get over that our text line no longer works. So you can imagine me with this new news.
Well, and the good news is, Larry, that the Alexa going off in the background did indeed prove that all you have to do is say, hey, Alexa, play WDBO. That's it. Simple as that.
And it kicked right on.
Kicked right on. Yeah, I actually had to go unplug it hastily. So hopefully that doesn't mess ours up
now,
here.
Now, listen, I want everybody to understand now. The AM signal with WDBO is a strong signal.
Oh, yeah.
It is a huge signal for AM. It's probably the strongest there is on AM. But there is going to be some folks. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know we've got listeners in Ocala. We got listeners in Palm Coast. We got listeners way south down to Vero. We've got them in Sebring. I don't know what you're going to be dealing with come next week's show as far as signal strength goes. If you're driving, if you're at home and you listen to it, you know, and you've got an Alexa or a smart speaker, you shouldn't have any issues whatsoever listening to the program. But if you're driving, you're going to need to download and there's so many of my listeners, Chris. I mean, they're truck drivers. They're, you know, and that's when they listen to the program. Folks, you're going to have to download the WDBO app, and you're going to have to stream that. You'll still be able to listen to it, but you're going to have to play it off your phone if you're not in our area, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not within the AM signal range. So, you know, that's the only real downside that I see. Biggest thing is when you make a transition this huge for a station like this, it's going to take a little while, for, of course, for all the listeners to, you know, get used to something different or something new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just, it doesn't matter where I do the show from. I just hate the thought of maybe inconveniencing our listeners.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Or somebody, you know, next week people are going to tune into the Magic Mechanic Show at 96.5 FM and they're going to hear a mariachi band. So this is going to be a whole new thing.
Yeah.
A lot for people to get used to, you know, change, you know, whatever, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but we haven't got any choice in the matter except to go through with what we have here. But folks, if you'd like to get in, like several of you already have, we still have four lines open, and I haven't even talked about cars yet. That number again is 844-580-WDBO. So it's easy to remember. That's the easiest number you're ever going to remember. The only thing you all really got to remember is the 844 part.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is 580-WDBO.
That's,
I mean,
simple,
you know,
as that.
And for folks that don't know, WDBO, is the oldest radio station and signal in the state of Florida. And just for you folks that are into, well, we'll call you history buffs. Whenever, did I ever tell you what WDBO stood for, Chris?
I think you did, yeah, but I don't remember.
They did a test signal back in the late 20s and early 30s from like Georgia down to Florida, and they were transponding signals backwards and forwards, and WDBO that stood for way down by Orlando. can you believe that?
Yeah.
And it is the oldest radio signal in the state of Florida. And, you know, so there's an awful lot of history with WDBO and that AM signal, which is a flaming torch. I mean, it is. It's a strong signal.
It is very strong.
But it's going to take all of us a little while to kind of regroup and kind of get into the swing of things. But like I said, as long as you listeners can handle it, you can send me all the hate mail you want to over it, but there's nothing I can do about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've already had a lot of emails concerning this subject, but I've got to deal with what I have to deal with, folks. So
yeah. instead, fill that email box up with car questions going forward. How about that? We're not going to empty the email. We're not going to stop the emails, Larry. We're just going to change what they are.
Yeah, but if you send me emails to magicmechanic.com, hey, regardless of what it is, if it is a station question, you know, with our signal, I will forward it to the higher-ups, just like I have all the other ones. So with that being said, let's kick off the program. Let's head to John in Orlando. John, you got a 2003 Dodge Ram van, and you've got a code that I'm semi-familiar with, a 1494.
Oh, I thought I was going to make a request for the mariachi band.
Hey, I'll try to sing it if you can hum it.
So anyway, I remember when you were on 58, way back when, way down by Orlando. So anyway, it's a 1494, and it's a Dodge Ram van, not a pickup truck and not one of those car, you know, SUV kind of things. So I don't know where the thing is. It says it's an EVAP leak detection pump pressure switch condition.
Yeah.
What the heck's that?
Well, the first thing that's got to be done, John, is that thing has a separate pump on it. Now, what it does is, it doesn't really supply any air pressure. What it does is it creates a vacuum in the fuel system, the evaporative fuel system. And being the age that it's at, that little pump may have finally died. you know, just because it's, you know, getting up in the ears. But what I would do is I would perform a smoke test on the system to see if there was an evaporative fuel system leak somewhere. You know, usually if you have a everything that I've ever ran into on this, it's usually pump related. But what it does is it's what helps control the evaporative fuel system. And if it doesn't get down to a certain vacuum and draw down, it does this to check for leaks with that pump. That's how they did it back then, as opposed to just using pressure sensors. They would actually draw the system down. And if it held vacuum, then, of course, it was good. It would actually kick off, go back to neutral ambient pressure. And then once you started driving, it would pressurize the system. But in this case here, most likely it's just the pump itself that's starting to fail. And it's probably located underneath the hood somewhere, you know, along probably near the charcoal canister system. I can't tell you exactly where it's at. I don't have the time to look it up during the course of the program. But that pump is probably very inexpensive. I'm sure it's still available. But, you know, it needs to be tested. It needs to be checked to see if it's running and find out if it is working correctly. And if it is, it may just be a leak somewhere in the system. But if it leak checks good, and, you know, and the pump's probably, you know, being at its age, it's probably going bad. I think it'd be about 17 years of use. So that's what that code actually recognizes, is a pump failure. So that would be the first thing I'd check, and we'd kind of go from there with it. Not a big deal, and I don't think it's going to be an expensive deal to fix.
There you go. That's some good news for John there. Appreciate you joining us and kicking off the show, 844-580-WDBO. That's the new number, 844-580-9326. Go ahead, give us a call now. Two open lines for you. You'll listen to the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM, Orlando's news and talk.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Florida has moved past the daily record for new coronavirus cases. Just over 9,500 reported today. The news at 3:30. Is it a two steps forward, one step back approach?
Who?
Vice President Mike Pence calling off a planned bus tour of Florida to benefit his and President Trump's reelection. The White House says Pence is still traveling to the state, will meet with Governor DeSantis and his health care teams.
One.
Princeton University has announced plans to remove the name of former President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school because of his segregationist views, reversing a decision the Ivy League school made 4 years ago to retain his name.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Through June 30th, American Kitchens is offering $1,000 off bathroom and kitchen cabinetry. The staff follows all CDC safety guidelines. American Kitchens, 407-645-3235. 407-645-3235.
Folks, just about any repair shop can fix a car if they replace every part bolted to it. Think about it. If you're buying several parts to fix one problem, that's a red flag and trial and error at your expense. At Magic Mechanic, we pride ourselves on diagnosing your problem correctly and prescribing the correct repair the first time. Our master techs have over 200 years of combined repair experience. Make your car problems our problem. Call Magic Mechanic at 407-629-2661 or for a free estimate, visit magicmechanic.com.
Wherever you go, Direct Auto Insurance will be there for you. Whether it's early morning on your way to work or at night after a long day on the other side of town with a few errands still left to do. Wherever you are, we've got you covered. To find out how you could save up to 25% and take advantage of flexible payment options, call or stop by any of our 450 Direct Auto stores for a free quote. Or visit us at directauto.com. Rates, savings vary. Terms and conditions apply to coverage, discounts, and pay plans. How you buy could impact price. Direct Auto Insurance and insurers in the National General Group, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Folks, you've heard Larry Perry, the Magic Mechanic, extol the superior quality and value of AMSOIL products, but many of you still do not know where to find AMSOIL in Central Florida. Well, get a piece of paper and pencil and take some notes, because I'm going to tell you where you can find AMSOIL in Central Florida.
Throughout Central Florida at participating Ace Hardware stores. In Eustace on Burns Avenue at Eustace Auto Parts and Marine. In DeBerry on Diplomat Drive at SNS Auto Repair. In Orlando on West Kennedy Boulevard at 3D Tire Company. In Claremont on Highway 50 at Hall Motor Parts Napa. In Longwood on East Palmetto Avenue at Precision Automotive. In Central Florida at all Tools Ace Hardware stores. In Winter Park on Lee Road at the Magic Mechanic. In Oviedo, Sanford, and Longwood at Ace Hardware. In Winter Park on Fairbanks Avenue at Triangle Auto Parts. In the Villages behind Bargains and Treasures at Accurso Automotive. And throughout Central Florida at all Action Gator Tire stores.
This is Dr. David Klein with Stages of Life. We are now able to treat new and existing patients with telehealth. Contact us at telehealth@stagesoflife.net. That's telehealth@stagesoflife.net, suffernomore.com/telehealth.
Garden Rebel here for Black Cow, the mature manure. You know, I tell all of my customers about Black Cow. It makes such a difference. It's natural. It's organic. It's so much better for the environment. Pick up a bag today, because everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. Our how-to videos are at blackcow, that's KOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure.
The opinions you hear are that of the host and callers, and not that of WDBO.
Welcome back to the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM. Reeling out one open line for you at 844-580-WDBO. So go ahead and give us a call now. First come, first serve to take that last line. 844-580-WDBO to the phone lines we go. Bob is calling in from Claremont. Bob, what is your question for Larry Perry?
The car doesn't start after it sits for an hour or sits overnight because it's flooded. It's getting gas in the cylinders, in the manifold, something like that.
Jeez, Bob. All right. Now, you're saying, well, when it does start, what does it do?
Well, it sputters and putters, and then finally it clears up after it unfloods. Then it runs fine.
Okay. I'm just sitting here thinking, how many miles you have on this?
It's about 120,000.
Okay. Does the car sit a lot, I mean, for weeks at a time?
No. No, it's run every day, but every day it's hard to start the first time. And even if it just sits for an hour, it does it. And I pulled the
plug. Wow.
Of course, the plug gets soaking wet with gas. I thought it was something on the order of the fuel pressure regulator, but the fuel pressure regulator on that one does not have a vacuum line on it, so it's
yeah,
not getting gas on that.
Exactly. Bob, if it is soaking the cylinders when you shut it off, you know, the only way fuel can get in there is through the injectors. You know, this is extremely uncommon. I mean, was all the plugs wet?
Primarily three of them, 2, 3, and 4. It seems that 4 is the wettest, and then it works. 1 does not get wet. It does start on cylinder number 1, usually.
Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you just how uncommon this is. I'm kind of speechless here. Really, I mean, you don't get 3 injectors that start leaking fuel profusely. And what's happening is it's whatever the residual fuel pressure is in the system. When you shut the motor off, of course, whatever residual fuel pressure in the system, it's leaking right directly into the cylinders. And then, of course, you go to start it back up. You've got, you know, fouled out spark plugs. What is really concerning me is it's so uncommon. And, you know, for somebody to say, you know, I start this thing up and it misfires when I first start it. You know, usually, you know, to do a residual fuel pressure test and isolate which cylinder it is, you know, and you'll go in or you'll probably replace 1 injector and maybe do a fuel system cleaning and then maybe run some fuel additives and the rest of them are fine. But in your case, you've lost 3 at the same, you know, concurrently like that. And that is just extremely uncommon, especially on a vehicle that's, you know, this isn't a direct injection motor, that this is just a conventional injection system, a multi-port injection system. I, you know, Bob, me personally, I really don't know, unless there is something weird in the injector driver circuit that would hold those, that would keep those injectors open after you shut the vehicle off, like there was still power going to the injectors. If there's not, you know, the only thing that I can tell you to do is put a new set of injectors in it. It is one of those things. If one of my guys was to come up to me and give me that diagnosis, hey, Larry, I got a car that needs 3 injectors out of 4. I would sit there and I'd go, did you bump your head on the hood? But in this particular case, with what you're telling me, you've done great diagnostic work. Fuel pressure regulator can't, leak fuel into the intake system to flood it. So the only way fuel can get into the cylinders is through the injectors. So you already knew what the answer was to before you called me. But in this case here, you know, if it was just a hard start problem and it wasn't flooded or had fuel in the cylinders, I'd say you got a bad fuel pump. The one-way check valve in the fuel pump would let the fuel return back into the tank. But if you pulled the plugs out and you verified these things are wet with gas, Bob, put a set of injectors in it. If you need help with it, call us. I mean, this is one that I would love to do some testing. I'll tell you what, if you do it yourself or you have somebody else do it other than Magic Mechanic, save those injectors and send them to me. I would love to. I'd love to do some testing on them to see why they're sticking open. That would be maybe some debris in the fuel. I don't know, but I'd love to have them as test mules, as they say.
I have been doing the show with Larry for about 2.5-3 years now, and I have never heard him that astounded from a call. Wow, that's good stuff there. 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead, give us a call. That one line is now open, 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to The Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
3:30 and it feels like it's 97. Check on our rain chances in just a couple of minutes. Top local story, Florida has had 2 days now of spiking numbers of new coronavirus cases. The state is taking a step back in one area.
Yesterday, we had almost 9,000 new cases in Florida, and today, over 9,500. Governor DeSantis announced yesterday that because of the spiking numbers, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation is revoking the ability to drink on premises at a bar.
The reason why DBPR took it is because you had people that weren't following it. There was widespread noncompliance.
But this doesn't mean that bars have to totally shut down. They'll still be allowed to sell alcohol to go. And if you go to a restaurant, you'll still be able to order a drink there to drink on site. Brandi Hastings, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Some of the hottest weather of the year we'll see this weekend. 97 degrees for this afternoon. Look for the feels like temperature to be at or above 105. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
I'm Dave Wall. We're clear of any rain now on News 96.5 and 107.3. We have 97 right now in Orlando. Magic mechanic Larry Perry continues in just a couple of minutes. The FDLE has issued an Amber Alert for a missing 2-year-old girl out of Jacksonville. We have her picture and who she may be with. You'll find that in the WDBO app. We told you Friday's planned launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 was canceled. The company says its team needed more time for pre-launch checkouts. The rocket to carry more satellites for the Starlink internet service. We're waiting for a new launch date and time. As the coronavirus surges in parts of the U.S., pro basketball is getting back to work.
The NBA has finally announced its 88-game schedule for when the league is slated to return on July 30th in Orlando, but 16 unnamed players have just tested positive. Trevor Ault, ABC News, Atlanta.
Mississippi's top official says he's on board with changing the state flag. Governor Tate Reeves on Facebook says if the Mississippi legislature sends in a bill asking for the removal of a Confederate symbol from the flag, he will sign it. 333 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
We are America Strong. And at Mapleton Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, we're driving America forward because reverse is not an option. At Mapleton and Kissimmee and Claremont, it's your choice. Lease your new Ram truck or Jeep Wrangler from $259 a month. Get no payments for up to 90 days and 0% APR for up to 72 months on select models. So let's drive America forward. Mapleton Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Reverse is not an option. Online at MapletonCJD.com. See MapletonCJD.com for full program details.
Are you interested in learning how to turn dirt into gold? Hi, I'm Armando Montalongo, A&E's original house flipper. And over the last 10 years, I've used my unique talents to turn aging houses, empty lots, and tax-forfeited properties into real estate gold mines. What's my technique, you ask? Just text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now, and you'll receive a free copy of my Flipping for Gold bundle. In your free bundle, you'll get two videos and a wealth-building guide that will show you how to determine a property's flip value, help you create the essential steps for a successful flip, and explain the importance of a long-term investing plan. So text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, because new real estate opportunities are popping up every day. Text FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, plus free access to a hands-on training class. Text FLIP to 888-111. That's text FLIP to 888-111. Right now.
Independence Day, the day we celebrate America's freedom, and there's no freedom quite like the open road. You can make it happen with Giant Recreation World for less than $4 a day. Giant Recreation World has special 4th of July discounts on all new and used RVs, like a new 2020 towable, starting under $4 a day with a lifetime warranty plus free delivery within 100 miles. Real deals, real discounts, and no hidden fees. Check out GiantRecreationWorld.com. Don't miss 4th of July specials at Giant Recreation World, home of the lifetime warranty.
Hey, it's Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
More dangerous heat this afternoon across the area, up to 97 degrees for the daytime high, but the heat index in most spots at or above 105 for a time, and just a 20% chance for a storm. Partly cloudy, very warm and muggy overnight, the low down of just 76. More scorching weather for tomorrow as well. Look for just a 20% chance for a storm on Sunday and a high of 97. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Faith Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Road work still a slowdown for us on Colonial Drive, both directions heading towards I-4. Road work having all lanes blocked off, so you'll need to find an alternate through that stretch. Elsewhere, it looks like we are dealing with a crash, and this one's going to be at Sand Lake Road near Universal Boulevard. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Mike Lekomiak.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News, Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with triple team traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back to the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107 to 3 FM 580 AM. Every Saturday, 3 to 5 here, we are with you, giving you automotive advice for free 99. You find a better deal than that, I dare you. You can't. You can't. I already know it. Again, that number to call in if you've got a question, 844-580-WDBO. And as Larry mentioned earlier in the show, the texting line is no more. We've been working on our open mic feature in the app. So if you're somebody who, you know, is maybe listening on AM for starters and isn't liking the quality that they're hearing or the AM sound, which I think is very rustic and authentic, and I love that AM sound just because I'm a radio nerd, but that's me. Maybe you can listen in the app. And in that app, you can use the open mic feature to send in Larry a question. Just use it. It's basically a voice memo. We'll play it out. It will be on that 4:30 segment as opposed to where we would normally do texting. And again, that's just the open mic feature in the News 96.5 app. And again, you can use that app to listen to the show as well. You can stream it on Bluetooth to your car if you have that as well. So again, we have many ways to listen to the show now more than ever. Feel free to use whichever one you choose. Over to Larry Perry, who... He listens through his Alexa poolside, which I must say is a fantastic way to do so.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Hey, folks. Listen, I want to take a minute to wish a longtime listener and friend of the program, Anthony Lavosi, a happy 90th birthday. He's a real Renaissance man. Anthony, I know you're listening, and I'll give you two guesses who put me up to this. Just a little background. Anthony's been a, you know, customer, at the shop and, a faithful listener to the program for many, many years. Also want to mention he's a Korean War veteran and his favorite car is a Model A, and he's a very capable mechanic and I'm sure one of my biggest critics. Anthony, you have a great weekend and a happy birthday and we hope to see you real soon. Then once again, we want to thank you for being such a great listener over the years and a good customer.
That's awesome.
And you do have one remarkable daughter. I will tell you that. So with that being said, we will see you soon. And I'm not just for me, but I'm sure all of our listeners wish you a happy 90th as well.
There you go. Good stuff there. All right. Love a little shout out. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We've got Ed calling in from Deltona. Ed, welcome to the show. What is your question for Larry Perry?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Ed.
I've got an 05 Buick LaCrosse, and my problem is when I come up to a red light or a stop sign, it doesn't want to downshift sometimes into first gear. And then when you step on the gas, it slams into the gear. It doesn't do it all the time. It just does it some of the time. And I've had services on it, and I don't know what's going on with it.
Ed, how does it do it in the mornings when you start off with it?
It does pretty good. It does pretty good, and... like some days, like I'm driving around today and it doesn't do it at all.
Okay.
But then some days it does it 3 times, 4 times in a day.
Okay.
So a shift solenoid, you know.
I think you're stealing my glory. I think you're stealing my glory. I can't really, for it to be intermittent, you're not having any slippage issues, correct?
No.
Other than the goofy downshift problem.
Yep, and it drives fine.
And the fluid's clean in it. You service the transmission.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I put a pan on it that you can, it's got a drain plug on it. and I've changed it a couple other times.
Yeah. Do you have a check engine light on?
Yeah, but I don't have any codes for it. I just have a code for a vacuum.
Evaporative fuel system? An evaporative fuel system leak or something like that? Or
no. It's passed me by right now, but I've changed that out two times, so.
Okay. Ed, listen, I'm going to.
EGR valve.
Okay. All right. Listen, I would have to, scan it and see why the check engine light is on. But since the problem is as intermittent as you describe, I don't think it's anything internal in the transmission. The only thing that really makes any sense is that the 1-2 shift solenoid is actually hanging up. It's not working correctly. Why? I can't tell you that, but if it was mine, I would replace the shift solenoid. Now, this is the key to it. To replace that solenoid is not going to be no fun, because somebody's going to have to drop the driver's side subframe down enough to be able to get that cover off the side of the transmission. And that's a big job just to replace the shift solenoid on that transmission. So, unfortunately, it's not where you drop the pan on the bottom. See, that transmission's got two pans. It's got a bottom pan that you would drop if you were going to replace the filter. And then, of course, the other one's a side pan on the transmission. That's the one that's got to come off, because that's where the valve body's at. And you got to drop the subframe motor transmission down out of the car in order to be able to get the cover off the transmission to replace the shift solenoid. So, it sounds simple, but to get the shift solenoid in the car, that's a pretty big job. But, realistically, it's still going to be a whole heck of a lot less than another transmission. So on something like that, I don't think you need a transmission. I think you need a shift solenoid, or at least that's what I would put in it to try. So you want to be careful with something like that. Don't let somebody diagnose it as needing a whole transmission, because I don't believe that's what your issue is. Mm-hmm. But it still needs to be scanned to find out what this other code is. And make sure that it's remedied, because just because it's an unrelated code, you can ask any mechanic that's done this for any length of time. You have to address those codes. You can't just ignore them, because they can affect other things like transmission shift quality. So it's just because you ain't had the right person look at it and diagnose it and repair it correctly, doesn't mean you're supposed to ignore it. You need to get some professional help and get that remedy, because anytime you have another problem, but you've got an old code that's still in the computer and a check engine light on, they can cause other issues with the car. So that needs to be addressed along with possibly replacing the shift solenoid itself. I hope that gives you a little insight, or I probably just confirmed what you were already thinking. We appreciate your call, Ed.
Good call, Ed. Appreciate you joining us. Let's go to Coco and talk with Gene. Gene, welcome onto the Magic Mechanic Show. What you got for Larry?
Goes right along with what this last caller was. I got a 1977 Ford Windstar a 1997 Ford Windstar, and the code came up speed sensor. And it wasn't shifting, it'd be stuck in first gear. So I put a new speed sensor in it. It still had the same problem. So I decided to go to Ford and get a speed sensor from Ford and put in it. And we still have the same problem. And it shifts fine, runs fine, but every once in a while it'll stay stuck in first gear. As long as the speedometer cable's working, it seems like the speedometer's working. It works fine, shifts fine, but there's times where it's not working, and it still shifts. But and the code said speed sensor, and I've changed it twice, and still having the same problem.
Okay. When you put the new sensor in, does it work? Does it work right after you put the new one in?
No, it stayed the same. I took it around the block, and like I said, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
All right.
One thing I do, if I put it in neutral before I come to a stop, it seems like it won't shift in that first gear, and I don't have a problem with it sometimes, but I still have the same problem with it regardless.
Yeah. There's a couple things. Have you scanned it to see what kind of codes there is in the system?
Well, the one I didn't write down any. They didn't have a lot of different codes in the system. The one that was coming up when I scanned it, it was for the speed sensor. And you know, I didn't really pay attention. Right now, even though I put the speed sensor in it, it doesn't have the light on the dashboard to check engine light on. So
okay, all right, Gene, this is what's going to have to be done. All right, I think this was one of those years where Ford was just getting into actually giving us some data whenever we'd scan these things. Up until 97, a Ford was a terrible thing to own if you had a problem with it. And the reason for it being is you could do a scan on the vehicle, but you couldn't get no data. You couldn't get no data whatsoever. You couldn't tell what a part was doing unless you took a lab scope to it and actually scanned it. But on this 97, we should be able to get data. And the data that I would want to see is what the computer is actually receiving as far as vehicle speed sensor. See, you could have vehicle speed sensor working absolutely fine all the way to the PCM, the powertrain control module, but you may not be getting anything out of it to the instrument panel. You see what I'm saying? And if you're not, then you could have shifting issues and that sort of thing. But what we have to find out is, are we getting a speed sensor signal to the PCM? We have to get it there so we know how to operate the speedometer and the transmission. If we're not getting it from the transmission or the speed sensor to the PCM, then there may be a break in a wire or some wires that are melted together. And let me tell you, that is extremely common, especially on older vehicles. And let me tell you why. They route the wiring harness, and they still do the same stupid thing to this day. They route the wiring harness along the side of the transmission right next to the catalytic converter, the thing that gets up to about 1,000 degrees. Boy, I tell you what, I hope they don't give that engineer a raise. But that's insane. You got a wiring harness next to something that gets up to 1,000 degrees. What do you think's going to happen over time? This stuff's going to melt together. And then when it does, you've got all kinds of weird voltage problems and ground issues and everything else. That would be more, since it's kind of an intermittent thing, you may have a wiring harness that's gotten hot and it's kind of melted together a little bit. And that's probably where I would start looking if you were not getting a steady signal to the computer itself. But in your case, Gene, it's going to take a little investigating, but you know, don't be surprised if the problem that you run into is going to be in the wiring harness located along the side of the transmission near that catalytic converter. That's usually where we'll find our issues. I wish you luck. Let us know what you find out.
Yeah, let's know how that works out for you, Gene. We love hearing from previous callers. 844-580-WDBO is the number. You're listening to the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM. We got to hit you with the three big things you need to know, then more of your calls on the way.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Orlando police are looking for whoever spray-painted graffiti on the new Black Lives Matter mural in downtown.
Two.
Florida records another spike in coronavirus cases that amounts to around 18,000 new cases in the past 2 days.
One.
And the NBA season is resuming late next month at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit tcwaterfeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Jack's Magic, Florida Leak Locators, and Hayward Pool Products. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. Call us at 407-282-4911 or visit tcwaterfeatures.com.
When you need maintenance or repair on your car, call Magic Mechanic. You can expect a proper diagnosis, a reasonable estimate, and a repair that's been thoroughly tested and backed by our 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Magic Mechanic accepts insurance claims, most extended warranties, and we offer in-shop rate $8.99 a day rental vehicles with reservation. Call us at 407-629-2661 or visit magicmechanic.com. And tune in every Saturday at 3 p.m. for the Magic Mechanic Radio Show.
This is the General Cigar Dave. Join me for the Cigar Dave Show Saturday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 96.5 WDVO. Presented by Corona Cigars, with locations in downtown Orlando, Sand Lake Dr. Phillips, and Lake Mary Heathrow.
WDBO Orlando, WDBO FM Orlando, WDBO FM HD2 Orlando, W297BB Orlando, and WCFB HD2 Daytona Beach. Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
You know our name, WDBO.
Wait, weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh, so what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know? Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. This is WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back to the Magic Mechanic Show here on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM. Right back to the phone lines we go. Dave is calling in from Fruitland Park. Dave, welcome to the show. What is your question for Larry Perry? Dave, you there?
Yes. Yes, I've got a 2016 Nissan Titan with a dual air conditioning switch, and I get heat on the left side and cold on the right side, on the passenger side.
Okay, so you're getting cold on one side and hot on the other.
Yes, sir.
All right. What you've got going on, Dave, is now you can adjust both sides for your individual climate control, correct?
Correct.
Now, and if you take both sides all the way down to as cold as it'll go, you still have the same issue, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What you've got is, in order to have a dual climate system in the vehicle, they use what they call it's a blend door motor assembly, and it's an electric motor that operates a door. And what that does is, depending on what you dial in as far as temperature goes, that motor will move that door to give you nothing but just straight air conditioning off of the AC evaporator, or it'll give you some warm off of the heater core. Now, if it's not closing completely off the heater core part, then of course you'll have a mixture or warmer air coming out of one side than the other. And when you get an issue like this, what it is, it's one of those, that blend door motor on that one side, it has failed is what it is. And that electric motor has gone bad, or either the gear mechanism inside of it has failed. And those blend door motors, it's something that's extremely common, and we replace those all the time. You'll need a new blend door motor in order to get your dual climate control system back up and working like it's supposed to. On that one there, it shouldn't be that big of a deal in order to get in there to replace it. But, the labor's considerably more than the part in most cases. A little bit of work in order to get in there and, pull necessary components out of the dash in order to be able to get to it to replace the blend door motor itself. So if you have any issues with it, or if you need somebody to take care of it, you can always give us a holler, and We can get a new blend or motor in there for you and get your system back up working properly.
All right. Good stuff there, Larry. Appreciate you calling in. Dave, on to Jim. He's calling in from DeLand. Welcome on the show, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Larry. Good to hear you. What? You're listening there all the time.
Thank you.
My problem is I've got a 2013 Kia Rio, and it's got a 1.6 engine in it. When it's in idle, just idling and revving it up, you know, it sounds nice and smooth, you know, really nice. But as soon as you get on the start, get on the accelerator there and just slightly take off, this howling noise, you know, like, I don't know if it's an exhaust, but it goes away once you leave off on the gas a little bit, you know, but it's kind of aggravating in the sitting inside the cabin there.
Yeah. Jim, what happens in a lot of cases is, you know, front wheel drive vehicles, if you were to put it in drive and give it gas, what you'll see is the engine, a front wheel drive vehicle, will tilt backwards. And some of them will move a good half to three quarters of an inch on the motor mounts. Not that there's anything wrong with the motor mounts, but they stretch that much. When you torque it, you know, when you've got a vehicle load applied to it, the engine will rotate backwards. And what will happen is over a period of time, you've got your exhaust system that's running up to the exhaust manifold. And that is a flex pipe, so that it can actually move and bend when that motor and transmission rotate backwards under a load. And over a period of time, that flex pipe can get to a point where it can get a crack in it. Now, logic would tell us if the motor is sitting flat on the engine and transmission mounts without any load on it, it's sealing the exhaust leak up. But when you accelerate and that engine rotates back, it's actually opening up a crack that's in the flex pipe on the exhaust. And that's why it starts roaring and howling whenever you give it gas. So what's going on there is you've got a crack in that flex pipe on the exhaust, and you really only have those issues on front-wheel drive vehicles. You really never have the problem on pickup trucks and rear-wheel drive vehicles. But on front-wheel drive vehicles, you know, whether it be a Honda or a Kia or a Toyota or Nissan, it doesn't matter. All in front-wheel drive vehicles, over time, and the older they get, they are apt to get a crack in the flex pipe, and it'll do exactly what you described. Quite as a church mouse sitting at an idle, but as soon as you give it gas, it sounds like you unleashed a lion underneath the hood of your car.
All right, great stuff there. We got a whole nother hour of the Magic Mechanic Show on the way. You're listening to WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM. And a reminder, the Magic Mechanic Shop is open. They're located at 1432 Lee Road. That's just about a mile west of I-4. Their phone number there, 407-629-2661. Again, that's the Magic Mechanic Shop's phone number, 407-629-2661. And hour number here, if you want to call in for hour number two, 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107.3 FM at 580 AM.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
At WDBO, our top story, Florida sets a new daily record for COVID-19. The Department of Health today added more than 9,500 new cases. That beats yesterday's record of more than 8,900 cases. On Friday, Governor DeSantis said he thinks air conditioning units are spreading the virus.
Outdoors is your friend. The sunshine's your friend. The heat and humidity is your friend. So as you're doing different things, please keep that in mind.
The Florida Keys were shut off to outsiders for weeks this spring. They're open again, and now COVID-19 cases are rising there.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Look for some dangerous heat across Central Florida this afternoon. We'll get up to 97 for the daytime high. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
And I'm Daniel Vargas, continuing our team coverage. Bars here in Florida are not allowed to sell booze unless it's to-go only. Now, many owners like this one alongside the beaches in Pensacola are frustrated by it.
The fact that our governor was so progressive with reopening, we stood behind him and we were very happy about that. And at this point, it feels like he's turned around and now he's singling out standalone bars.
However, sit-down restaurants can still serve it at their tables as long as they only rely on less than 50% of sales from alcohol. The city of Orlando crew spent this morning trying to fix a Black Lives Matter street mural that was defaced.
Yesterday, city officials and volunteers started painting the mural on Rosalind Avenue across from Lake Eola in downtown Orlando. They were supposed to finish the mural this morning, but overnight it was vandalized and someone had spray painted disturbing messages on it. You can check out pictures of the vandalized mural on the WDBO app. The Orlando Police Department is investigating, and if you know any information on who may have done this, they're asking